Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, and I'm so glad you've joined me on today's weekday podcast. Today, I thought it would be interesting to talk about God's mobile home. You know, I've never lived in a mobile home, but I can remember my pop had a mobile home down on the river in Astor, Florida, growing up. And when I would go and stay with him in the summers, I thought it was the coolest thing ever. Well, God had his version of a mobile home as well in the book of Exodus, chapter 25, verses 8 and 9. The scripture says, "Have them make a sanctuary for me, and I will dwell among them. Make this tabernacle and all its furnishings exactly like the pattern I will show you." Now, several things can come out of this. I mean, one is the fact that God had a pattern, God had a plan, and our job is to build his pattern and his plan. But he had a pattern for how we would build a sanctuary in which we could connect with him. You know, if you give a kid some old sheets and pillows and you watch that child construct a fort with it, I mean, that's fun stuff. My grandkids can make a fort out of anything. Let a kid loose in enough snow, a castle is going to just come out of nowhere. Because in the eyes of kids, these structures are magnificent and they're magical. Kids like to build and play in forts that replicate real houses, places that offer shelter and protection and stability. Well, when God commissioned the Israelites to build a home for him, he obviously wasn't asking them for protection from the rain. He's God. I mean, he's the one who sends and provides the rain. Unlike a kid's fort that they build, the tabernacle served a much greater purpose than shelter or a place for protection from the elements. The tabernacle was important for its ability to teach the Israelites about the Lord, about their Lord. This holy place and most holy place declared God's perfect holiness and purity. The tabernacle's detailed instructions proclaim God's creative genius. I love that because our God is a God that's a creator, all of heaven and earth. And this most holy place was all about God's perfect holiness, all about God's purity. So in his creative genius, the tabernacle's portable nature told about a migrant people that their God would always be with them no matter where they went. Now we know in the New Testament, Jesus fixes all of that. And because of the gift of the Holy Spirit, there's nowhere we go that he is not. We know that. But in the day in which the people of Israel wandered in the desert, the tabernacle became a mobile home, a portable nature of a migrant people. And throughout the scriptures, from the tabernacle to the temple to the birth of Jesus, God has shown himself as our God with us. Wherever you go, my friend, God is with you. Praise him and thank him today because he is your shelter. He is your place you run to.
Thanks so much.
As always, thanks so much for joining us on today's weekday podcast. And don't forget to join us on our sister podcast, the Positive Talk podcast that rolls out every Thursday, where Julie Homrich and I unpack the merger of faith and psychology. God bless you. Thanks so much for joining. Go in peace.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our guests.